We just got the best text in. Somebody heard David's news report about the pickleball, and he said, the text comes in and says, I never bought a minivan when I was young, and I'm not playing pickleball now that I'm old. I love it. That's so funny. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She joins us every Thursday at this time to preview what's in the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Well, I just want to say, don't knock a minivan or a pickleball until you try it.
Oh, no, same. I mean, I've loved our minivans. We've only had two, but, you know, I've loved both of them. They're very, very, very useful.
I've never heard
sexy,
of pickleball.
But they are convenient.
Until she mentioned it. Lisa Newell mentioned it.
Right.
Like the first time I was here. And
It's a very loud outdoor sport.
Thanks, Lisa.
So Taste of Gulf Breeze tomorrow night, right?
That's right. Completely sold out.
Ooh.
So exciting. Yeah, this is a wonderful because, it used to be a long time ago, the Expo, Gulf Breeze Expo.
Oh, okay.
And then they decided to add this Friday night event. Well, the Friday night event has gotten so popular that they don't even do Expo anymore. Everybody comes out for this Taste of Gulf Breeze where you get an opportunity to sample appetizers, desserts, entrees, and alcohol from different vendors, and there's also some community people there as well. And you just pay
somebody
one
from News Radio is going
to
be there. You know,
the
I don't know. Some dude who does a morning show is going to be there. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Who wants to
see
any
of that? Oh, wow. Well, it is a 21 and over, so make sure that you get a sitter if you're going to come. But, yeah, it's a really nice event, and it's one of the biggest fundraisers for the Gulf Breeze Area Chamber of Commerce. So we're all looking forward to that, and we're supposed to have great weather.
Yeah, no, that's my favorite. I'm hoping the cold front stays off till afterwards, and I think it will. We also have one coming up, and I'm just going to ask you this. Halloween? Tell me this is about gardening.
I'm so happy.
It's about gardening, though, right?
Halloween. I have to say, when I first heard it, I was like, what in the world? No, actually, Halloween is about weeds. It is about weeds because there is an invasive weed that is growing on Pensacola Beach called Vitex. Is really pretty, but it's very invasive and it's very dangerous. So they are going to host the UF/IFAS. They are going to host four different events so that people can come out and have a great day pulling weeds.
I'm just glad it's not a CBD event. I mean, that just makes me happy because I was a little worried.
Well, anytime you hear weed, that's what you think.
That's
right,
right. That's right. That's become the new thing. We also had somebody jump off the bridge. Is that right?
Unfortunately, yes. And this is not the first time. But, you know, the bridge is beautiful. It is very high. I don't know exactly how high it is, but it's much higher, at least 15 feet higher than the previous one. So it happened on Saturday night around 7 p.m. An Uber driver picked up a man on the beach and was transporting him to Pensacola, and the man was inebriated, and he said, pull over, I need to throw up. So he pulled over at the top of the bridge or near the top of the bridge, and the man got out and went over the railing and then jumped intentionally. He said he didn't fall, he jumped. Well, so the fireboat, Gulf Breeze Fire, responded. They found the man, took him to the hospital. Unfortunately, he did pass away.
What a horrible story. Man, it's, yeah, you know.
Horrible.
I mean, when you look at this beautiful new bridge, the rest of us don't think of that, you know. But, man, when did this happen?
No. Saturday night around 7 o'clock on September the 30th.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
You guys.
I know. What a tragedy.
I know. Wow. Anyway, you guys also have a story about the athletic field, which is a gorgeous athletic field right there by the library and the on the west side of the drive and north of the other baseball fields and stuff. It's beautiful.
It is a wonderful turf field, and it is absolutely gorgeous. When it was completed, it was after last year. It was completed after the Gulf Breeze Sports Association had already started their football season. And they were playing at the Gulf Breeze High School field. Well, one of the reasons they haven't started playing there this year is they said there's just not enough parking. So the city has been working on getting new parking, but they're also a little bit miffed that, you know, they don't really know what the parking demands are because Gulf Breeze Sports Association is not using this beautiful field.
Oh, yeah.
So right now, they have not come to a decision on whether or not to add parking or to wait. So it will come up at a later meeting.
Yeah, we're not sure how much parking to put because nobody's using it, but nobody's using it because there's not enough parking. It's a catch 22. Yeah, no, that's
right.
I can see how
it's
that's
sort of a catch 22. Yeah, but it is gorgeous. It is so pretty, and there have been some semi-professional lacrosse players, teams playing there, and some other people are playing there. But the so far, Gulf Breeze Sports Association has not played there.
You have Breezeween coming up a week from Friday. That's Friday the 13th. You've got a story, and you got a story about that. You got a story about an author and a book club. You got the 50th anniversary of the Gulf Breeze Rotary. And also the football rivalry week on this. The Gulf Breeze News has so much stuff in single week. That's just great. Lisa Newell is the publisher.
And fireworks Friday night, too.
Oh,
yeah.
This Friday or a week?
Oh, this Friday, tomorrow night. This is going to be at the Catholic game. Gulf Breeze High versus Catholic Crusaders. Friday, October 6th, 7:30 p.m., Dolphin Stadium, and there will be fireworks that are sponsored by Coon Realty, Sims Orthodontics, and the Brothers Group.
Oh, very
cool.
Yeah,
so that should be great.
What a great note. Yeah. No, that's wonderful. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News, comes out every Thursday, joined us for a little bit on the show to preview the paper. Lisa, as always, thank you for the time, and thanks so much. In fact, I think we're going to see you tomorrow. Is that right? You're in for the wrap?
I'm in for the wrap in the morning.
Outstanding.
Hey, Craig Heinzman says hello.
Oh, I told her.
Okay.
Thank you. Excuse
I
me.
Know. I love Craig. Yeah, so Craig's nice. And then I'll see you at the Chase for Gulf Breeze.
Yeah, no. Yes. Lisa, thank you so much. And I'm going to see you tomorrow morning in person, and then tomorrow night at the Taste of Gulf Breeze. So thanks so much for the update. I appreciate it.
That's right.